All right, we are about, what, 7 hours away now? 7 hours away from first pitch over at the ballpark. Big weekend in town, too, with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I want to welcome all those folks. I can't imagine. Hotel rooms cannot be cheap in this town right now, right? You got to think they're through the roof between the Rock Hall stuff that's going on, and then obviously you've got the Yankees here with the Guardians after that great game last night. There was big news yesterday. I'm not quite sure why it had to come out yesterday, but it came out yesterday. City Hall saying that, basically the situation between the Browns and the city have come to a head, and it sounds like the Browns are moving out to a dome in Brook Park. I mean, really, that's the bottom line. We've been talking about it for a long time. If you've been listening to the podcast, It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, or even listening to me and Jeff or Daryl Ryder, we have been talking about this for months, and it's felt like, I don't know, since maybe even the beginning of football season, but probably before that, that it felt like it was a done deal, and it felt like it's been a done deal for a while. And then yesterday it came to fruition with the mayor kind of saying, well, they're gone. So your thoughts?
I find that maybe I'm not looking at it the right way, but I think I am. I grew up in Summit County, mm-hmm. and I've never lived in Cuyahoga County, but I live in Northeast Ohio. I don't look at it like the Browns are leaving anything. Maybe I should, but I don't. I look at it in this way. I've heard about lakefront development forever. What's been the big impediment to that? A monstrosity of a stadium sitting there. The Haslams want more than a place to watch a football game. Because if all you wanted was a place to watch a football game, I'm sorry, the one down on the lakefront does just fine right now.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody thinks it needs all these improvements. Why would Andy... I don't mean to take it this far, but I
sure.
I was just told that my minivan needed a lot of money to stay on the road. And one guy told me, hey, I'd put it in there because the engine still rolls.
Right.
But the body's a mess. Well, why would you put $1 billion in that stadium when it's as old as it is? You know you're going to have to do it again in 15 years. At some point, it's time to move on and quit throwing money at it. And that's what I think you had to do with the stadium. And the idea of, well, you know, it's going to cost so much for public money. Well, do you want a team or not? Teams cost public money, whether it's throwing it into the old stadium or throwing it into a place in Brook Park. If the Brook Park project comes off as planned, what a huge boost that's going to be for our community. And Cleveland is part of the community, is it not?
I think so. Let me check.
Remember when...
So wait, what's the name of that Hopkins Airport's in what city?
I think it's in Cleveland.
And that's got to be like, what, 6 hours from the new stadium they're going to build?
When...
Oh, I'm sorry. You can throw a stone.
When we were going to build Gateway, I remember people, and some, not everybody, some people saying, why do you need a new arena? That one in Richfield is a perfect... It's a great place to watch a game.
I love that arena.
I did too. Great Still place to watch a concert. Okay. Well, they built a new one. People cried about the old stadium. Oh, that's a great place to watch a baseball game. You know what? I loved watching baseball there. What's a better place, Progressive Field or the old stadium for baseball?
Oh, Jeff, it had to have been the gigantic bathtub urinals they had at the old stadium.
The noise-making wood chairs were great, though.
Yes.
I will say that. I think it's going to end up being the same thing with the dome. People have said, you know, I don't like watching football inside, blah, 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 blah. I get that. I've watched sports in dome stadiums all across North America. I'm happy to say that's really nice. It's different, and it's terrible on a great day, and on a bad day, it's your best friend, weather-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll allow the stadium to be used for more things, and building everything around it. Andy will bring. I'm not Mr. Economic Impact. Building everything around it that they want to build will add more jobs to the area than putting more money in the old place on the lakefront. It just will. I mean, do the math. It's pretty simple. So I'm glad that we have owners who want to pony up big money for it. Public's going to have to pony up big money.
Either way, the public was going to put money up. Yeah.
Thank you. Exactly right.
And, yeah.
That's just the way this works.
I don't know. I mean, you know how I feel about this. I got to be honest with you. And I know people are saying, well, they got to put a good football team on the field first before they can move. I get that and I understand that. This is not about football. It's not about it. you know, you're talking about a $4 billion project compared to a $1 billion project. Okay, we're talking about, to me, then this is just the way I see it. I know some people don't want to see it this way. And yes, I do understand the Haslams are going to make money on this when it's all said and done. And I do understand the history and the passion of Browns fans that, you know, have just, you know, lived their lives and understand the meaning of wanting to be in the Muni lot or being in the pit or being in any of those things. I just think we're in this amazing renaissance time for Northeast Ohio. I've lived in Columbus. I go down to Columbus. I see how that city has managed itself, how the city of Columbus goes beyond the walls of Franklin County. I just see politics that are in a different, like, we're just, everything that happens here has to be so political and keeps us backwards. Our city has moved backwards compared to other cities for decades. We sat here in the 70s and we watched giant corporations leave our town. I watched my dad sit on the unemployment line for months when there was no work here. There is so much work right now that you've just implemented into our society, into our Northeast Ohio. You're talking about a $4 billion project compared to a $1 billion project to have a stadium that might only be good for a couple more years. You had a building that could only house 15 events a year, maybe. We, you know, you give, you're giving a place like the Cleveland Sports Commission just the keys to a car to give them the ability to bid on other events. But maybe we never will get a Super Bowl. Maybe you're right. Okay. But at least we can bid on it because we can't bid on it now. How about the Final Four? How about, you know, a bowl game? How about some of those things that we just can't bid on because we don't have the structure, the facility? Think about all the things that are, all the good things that are going on in our, we're in this renaissance right now. And I understand if I had my way, the Browns would build a dome in downtown Cleveland. But for some reason, the muck that is the politicians in this city, the same ones that destroyed us when we lost our football team before and couldn't figure out something with Art Modell at the time. And I understand the hatred that people have for that because I still have it too. But at the end of the day, they're going to put a dome stadium right on the border of Cleveland. I know that when I was watching that gigantic, when we did, what was it, the card show, what was that called again? The National.
Yeah.
The National. Like when I would walk into work and I would walk by the hotel that's right next to us, everybody had a credential on to go out to the IX Center, the exact same distance of what this new dome was going to be. You got a building that's going to be used more than 15 times a year, and you are creating jobs. Think about that. Think about the building trades in this town that just picked up how many jobs by building a dome over the next couple of years. All those families that will be making money building a dome. Yeah, you're going to have to put money back into it when the Browns get here. But I don't know, man. I spent too many times sitting around watching my dad come home and worry about not having a job because he was on a list. And now you've got the opportunity to build a dome. I know you may not like the Haslams. You may not like the way the Browns are playing, but this is a renaissance period in our cities.
You might not like domes.
I mean, we have all these things that are going on right now. Think about it. Sherwin-Williams, the airport's getting redone. You've got the new Cavaliers training facility. You got a jail. How about let's give some of the money that they would have spent on trying to repair the stadium. How about we like have a police force again? I can't tell you. We've been downtown for 13 years, Jeff and I have. And for 13 years, we pretty much made the same walk, and we've seen, like, literally no police officers now downtown during the day. No, you don't have to play that music. I'm just telling you. Like, has anyone seen the wacky that's going on the weekends down here? Is it safe down here? How about let's get some money back into the police department? Come on, man.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, it's frustrating to hear people that want to go backwards rather than forwards. I'm tired of listening to the politicians talk about this stuff. Do what's best for the region. And guess what? You've got an opportunity to build a lakefront. Do it. Stop talking about it. And now you've got the land to do it. We've been talking about this for 13 years. And we finally have a chance to move forward. Can we please move forward? Please. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, no, you're funny. Can I ask you this question?
Yes.
What's the name of the team going to be when they move to the dome?
Cleveland Browns.
What was the name of the team when Art Modell moved the team after they moved?
The Cleveland Browns.
No.
Baltimore Ravens?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
they were going to be the Baltimore Browns. Oh, so, man, you want to be chapped?
this is not the same thing. And I've heard some people say that the Cleveland's losing the Browns for the second time. Folks, come on. Be realistic here. Baltimore Ravens, Cleveland Browns. Where's our team going to play? They're not moving out of town. They're moving about 10 miles out of downtown. And we could have something that's a huge, huge boost for our entire community as a result.
I mean, if they don't fill the place, it's their own fault once they get there. And no one's making you go out there. No one's making you make this a success when it gets out there.
Yeah, you can be as angry as you were when the Guardians changed their name from Indians and quit supporting that team.
How many of you said, I'm done? I bet you were standing and cheering last night when they hit that home run, right? When Fry hits the game winner last night, were you upset about the name of the team the way you were a year ago when you said, I'm never rooting for this team again? How about the 1% that passed? Oh, you do not like Progressive, Jacobs, whatever you want to call that field? I haven't heard one person complain about the old stadium in probably 15 years.
I had a friend come up to me.
How come the Indians didn't stay at the stadium? Have you ever heard anyone say that in the last two decades, whatever? No one says that. Sorry.
I had a friend come up to me, one of the big box stores, and he was working there. And he came up to me and immediately just said, hey, what do you think about the name change, the Indians Guardians thing? And I said, I don't really care. And he said, oh, you're drinking the Kool-Aid too. I said, no, I've got a Major League Baseball team, just like I had before. They dropped two letters and added four. I said, it's the same thing. And he was all mad. I was like, dude, we got a Major League Baseball team. Leave it alone.
If you don't like it, don't participate in it. Now, I still want to see how they're going to pay for this thing. I still need to see how that is. And I'm with you on that. I know a lot of people there. But, I mean, I've talked
How are they going to pay for the renovations, Andy? Regardless.
They're going to have to pay for one of these things
exactly.
Either. I mean,
exactly.
That's where we're at. Anyhow. All right, so that's where we are on the dome. Thank you. Thanks for playing along.
The Baskin and Phillips Dome's on the way.
We will do a baseball-football combo for you. Four quick predicts, and you know how that rolls, right? Everyone knows what we got to do. You're going to say the score of the Guardians-Yankees game. Then you're going to give us tomorrow's headline. Play something a little funny. Then you take a breath. Then you're going to come back and tell us the Browns-Bengals score. And then you're going to give us Monday morning's headline. And I was surprised how well this worked last week, weren't you?
Yeah, and we even did double clips, and it worked out nicely.
Yeah, I was
It worked out well.
I was very, very impressed. I thought it was going to be a nightmare. I was like,
just as shocked as you are.
Do I really want to do this? Do we really want to do this? And yes, we did it, and you were impressive. I got to tell you, you were impressive, Northeast Ohio. 216-474-0092. We really haven't talked much about the Browns. Normally on a Friday, we do two keys and locks. We do about all that stuff. But obviously, the Guardians are center stage right
now. We've had some things.
And they have earned this. They have deserved this. And it's going to be a great, hopefully a great night tonight. Just getting back into the Guardians game for a second, then we'll get into the Browns game. But I'm just, because I don't know if we'll have any time on the back end. Jeff, what do you expect in tonight's game? I'm concerned about pitching. But, every time we turn around, we say, this bullpen's going to get burned out. Look how many innings they put on this bullpen. Look how young this bullpen is. All kind of young bullpen. They didn't use two pitchers last night? Does that sound right? I mean, they used 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So they've got, 13 pitchers on the roster? I can't remember. We kept one more pitcher than the Yankees did. And so now you sit here and you kind of go back and forth. And you're like, what's the bench going to look like? Are they going to be in a position to bring up a pinch hitter if they need to, if they want to do a righty-lefty matchup, that situation? You know what I find myself thinking a lot about is when you do bring a reliever in, Jeff, that three-batter minimum, it's a game changer.
You didn't think about it during the regular season.
You never think about it now a little bit. Yeah.
By the way, wasn't it nice not to see a man on second base to start the 10th last night?
I agree with that, too.
Oh, it was all that's right in the world.
As Ron Darling said last night, I don't know if you guys caught it, because Brian Anderson said no man to start on second base to in the postseason, and Ron Darling said, "So real baseball." By the way, I thought Ron Darling was outstanding.
I think Ron Darling's great. Like, I love listening to him. I when he's on with Dibble, right, during the regular season.
As I mentioned to my wife last night, this guy, I said, pitched in the major leagues, was good, and went to Yale. And he sounds like a guy who pitched in the major leagues and went to Yale.
I just think he's fair. That's nothing against Frank Gore. I just think
Frenchie
does a great job on Braves broadcast.
I think he's really good. That crew's been really fun to listen to.
Yeah. It was interesting nice to hear Brian, you know, like when someone's not like when the Guardians hit a home run and Brian makes the call, I don't think you say a whole lot. You're like, "Oh," but when the Yankees hit a home run and he makes a call and he's got a little bit of excitement, you're like, "Oh, he hates the Guardians." He doesn't. I'm glad we had him on today to talk about that.
There's a lack of excitement problem. Are you serious? Yeah, no excitement. There's no excitement.
Yeah, he's against the Guardians.
He hates them.
Right?
Yes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I thought Sterling's call was pretty good too. I mean, I don't think we have it here, but Sterling's call, a couple people sent it to me. He's a pro, man. That guy's a pro.
You know what? We're going to do this blind. I think I have it here, courtesy of Yankees Radio Network.
He's fair on that one.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
Yeah. I think Hammy would call it the same way. Don't you? This with that same kind of energy, with like the what a game, what a game.
I'm sure they all, everybody I heard did a fine job. Andy, it's, forgive me. It's hard to screw up a two out, down two home run in the bottom of the ninth. It's hard to screw it up.
If you're on the other side.
Credit to all the guys who called the game and did a great job on it. And everybody I heard did. So good for them. But, You want it served on a silver platter to you? And man, wasn't it just so cool? I mean, the minute John Kenzie hit that ball, I mean, we all knew.
Oh, for sure.
Everybody knew. And it was just like, wow.
They didn't even have to cut away. What was that camera? 2-4? I can't remember how that works again. The camera that, you know, first you have the shot of the pitcher, catcher, umpire, batter. And then they normally cut to the behind the home plate camera that shows you the ball going to the outfield.
Going nuts, though.
So yeah, and so like they didn't even have to cut to the second camera on that. They were like, you knew it was gone. I don't know. I'm just like.
By the way,
I'm waiting for. Wouldn't it be great to have like Sterling open up a broadcast? And go, welcome to Yankeeography. This is one of the saddest days in Yankees history. Like that's what I'm looking forward to.
Isn't it nice to have a guy?
And play the happiest reggae music you could find under that as I did it.
I hope we get more of these. I know Jose Ramirez, he hits for a lot of power. Josh Naylor hits for a lot of power. You look at John Kenzie Noel, and it's just, ooh, goodness gracious. It's like Aaron Judge. It's like Giancarlo Stanton. And it's so nice to have a guy like that on our team. Now, whether he's going to make consistent contact throughout his career and able to have any kind of a career, who knows? You know, Oscar Gonzalez did the same thing. And, you know, Oscar's in the minors for the Yankees now. But, man, John Kenzie just smoked that ball. That was so fun.
Friday Injury Report brought to you by Slater and Zurs. Experience you need, results you want. Visit SlaterZurs.com to get your free consultation. Gentlemen, we have the injury report for the Browns game against the Bengals. Again, Sunday, 1 o'clock. You'll be able to listen to it here on your home of the Browns, 92.3 The Fan. Browns have ruled out Jerome Ford and Ronnie Hickman for this game. The guys who are questionable are Nick Chubb, Nyheim Hines, Ethan Posick, Juan Thornhill, Jordan Hicks. So again, out for this game, Jerome Ford, Ronnie Hickman, questionable for Sunday, Nick Chubb, Nyheim Hines, Ethan Posick, Juan Thornhill, Jordan Hicks.
Okay.
So
Ethan Posick's
Chubb
a concern.
Chubb has to be active for the game. Otherwise, he has got to go on the IR, right? That sounds right.
No, you have a 21-day window, don't you?
Yeah, we're outside. Aren't we outside the 21
days? This is only like day 8. Is it not?
I don't know. I'm not going to lie. But what I do know is that we will now go live to Berea for Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.